When Natalie Perry was 12 years old, her father, an Idaho State Court of Appeals judge, announced he was gay. Her parents got a divorce, and her dad continued to stay closeted for the sake of his career and his family. Perry chronicles her experience growing up in a closeted gay family in her book, Dad Number One, Dad Number Two, A Queer Spawn View from the Closet. Natalie joins me in studio. Welcome so much. I really appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And I was just informed that you're going to be a TEDx speaker
this weekend
on this topic.
That's correct. I'll be speaking on Saturday.
Natalie, talk a little bit about your family for the first 12 years of your life before this big announcement.
Yeah, so I have my mom, my dad. They seemed very happily married. As far as like everybody else would always look at them kind of as like the perfect family from the outside. And that was just kind of how we were and how we were perceived.
And then what happened when you were 12? Take me down your memory of that.
Yeah, so my dad came out to my mom and my older sister and me. They said they needed to have a family meeting, and we sat down at the dining room table, and he told us that he was gay. And I'm not really sure that I entirely understood what that meant at the time. I had been pretty sheltered growing up. And so we had the conversation of what that meant, and my sister was very excited to announce that we could help him find dates. And that had kind of moved the conversation also from him being gay to divorce to dating, and that was just kind of how the conversation went.
And how was this for your mom when all of this happened? I mean, she'd been in a long-term marriage, she has children, and then this announcement happens.
Yeah, so I think it was pretty challenging for her. My parents had gone through counseling for about a year before they came out to my sister and me. And so my dad had come out to my mom, you know, at that point about a year prior, and trying to figure out what that meant for us as a family, what that meant for them as a couple, where they would go from there, and ultimately deciding to get a divorce and to have their separate lives at that point. It took her a while to, you know, really get through the divorce and to process all of that and to adapt to the new life. But she's one of the strongest people that I know and has really just been very, very supportive of our family. And also when we were facing some discrimination, of really standing up for our family as well.
Talk about your dad, because he was an Idaho State Appeals Court judge. Big job, high profile, but he stayed closeted. Comes out to his family, stays closeted. Talk to me about that decision, because it wasn't just him keeping a secret.
Right.
He was asking all of you to keep a secret.
Correct. Yeah. So he had to run for re-election and every few years, and it's a statewide election. So while now in Idaho we've had some people in different districts that have been able to be outwardly LGBTQ and still win that election 20 years ago, statewide election, very different. When he came out to us, I mean, it was really the question of, if he comes out publicly, he loses his job because he wouldn't win the election, or we're closeted as a family. He had had the conversation with my mom about not being sure about coming out to my sister and me. And my mom was really the one who said, we need to tell the girls the truth. Like, we can't get divorced and not have them understand why we're doing that. And so she was really the one who had pushed for that. And Katie and I have always said that we're very grateful that he did come out to us and that we did know, even though we then, you know, lived in that closet with him. The other side of him being in a closet and us having no idea and not really understanding what's going on, especially considering that he met his partner pretty shortly after their divorce and then had a, you know, a relationship. And so we have another dad. So that would have been very, very challenging.
So how did that work then? Because when he met his partner, was that still a part of, you know, keeping the secret?
Yeah. And so it was his partner, Jerry. He had been out since his teens, and he kind of had to step back into the closet in certain aspects of his life. Our rule of thumb was, we weren't going to not be a family. So we were going to do things that we always do. I mean, they lived together. They had a house. But we were very conscious about everything that we did, and we were out as a family. Jerry would often, when we were in public, not not stand with us in line, or if somebody approached, would kind of go like fear at the flying M and getting coffee. He would go like peruse the gift shop if somebody approached my dad to talk to him because they recognized him from his position.
What was that like?
It was really, at times it was really heartbreaking. I mean, to have a family, and I mean, Jerry is my dad. He is my family.
Dad number one, dad
right,
number
exactly,
two.
Exactly. And so to have to hide that part and to have him not be able to be included in those ways, like in public, you know, that was really hard to grow up with that and to, you know, have him be part, but always kind of have this othering at the same time. Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking with Natalie Perry, an LGBTQ advocate and author of Dad Number One, Dad Number Two, A Queer Spawn View from the Closet. If you have questions for Natalie, please email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us, KBSX915, hashtag Idaho Matters, or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. I also want you to know that Natalie's book is available online at Rediscovered Books in Boise or at Flying M Coffee House if they still have copies left. Natalie, let's now talk about when you're 18 years old and you start applying for colleges. And I believe this is a quote, if I have the quote right from your book. I desperately needed to leave Idaho after 6 years of hiding and lying about my family.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, as we just discussed, you know, dealing with that challenge of having our family not really being accepted and with hiding in the public, I just really didn't want to have that environment anymore. And so I was just desperate to have a change and to be somewhere that was more open, more progressive when it comes to, mm-hmm. to LGBTQ issues. And so I only applied for schools on the East Coast, and I ended up going to Hofstra University in New York. And so when I graduated high school, I tell people I pretty much fled Idaho for New
York. But you're back.
I am back. Isn't it funny how that happens?
Isn't that funny how that happens? And in your book, you do say as well that at least at the time you said Idaho is the, quote, south of the Northwest. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so I've heard people, I've not been to the Deep South, but I've heard people who are here, who've moved here from there, describe it as the Deep South of the Northwest. And I think that kind of just relates to the idea that the Deep South is really considered to be not very open-minded, have a lot of discrimination, a lot of oppression, and the fact that people see that here in our local community. And also for the Northwest, which kind of has a reputation when you look at places like Seattle and Portland as being pretty open, Washington, Oregon, but kind of looking at Idaho as not really being in that realm.
Has it changed, though? I mean, here we are, 2018. You've moved back.
Mm-hmm.
Are there differences 20 years on from when your dad first came out?
There are differences. We've come a long way. We still have a long way to go.
Right.
We still haven't been able to add the words, for example. So I'm happy with the progress that we've made. I think work for me is one of the most challenging areas, and it's nice for me to see now that I can be open with people at work. I also have experienced some discrimination in the workplace, and so I think it's interesting to always be reminded that change is happening, but that there's always more change that still needs to happen.
And how would your dad and Jerry say? Would they say that they've seen change in the last 20 years?
Yeah, we've actually had conversations about that. And yes, I think not just here, but just marriage equality in general, something they never thought that they would see in their lifetime. And so being able to, you know, see that now in our country and in our state, I think is amazing. Now that my dad's retired, they're not in Idaho anymore. They're actually in California now. I think my dad kind of reached a point where he really wanted to just be himself in a place where he can be himself 24/7 and not really have to hide anything, and also to have a little extra sunshine.
Right.
So,
that never hurt anybody.
I know. That always helps too. And so they're not here anymore. They've made the decision now that they were able to actually move somewhere else.
So what made you decide to come back then?
Oh, that's a funny question. I didn't actually anticipate in coming back long term. I moved back in 2011. I did a lot of volunteer work with Peace Corps and AmeriCorps, and kind of wound up in a position where I didn't want to volunteer anymore. And then I also didn't have a job. And so I came back here and was like, well, just kind of
I'll be here for a little while.
Yeah, figure things out and then, you know, go do that. And now I've been here for, you know, 6.5 years and I'm still here. So.
And where would you like to see advocacy going with LGBTQ rights? Where would you like that to go broadly in the next year?
Oh, in the next year, I would really like to have more queer spawn stories and voices to be elevated and be part of the story, especially when we talk about families. It tends to be very parent-centric, mm-hmm. and parent stories are important, but it's also only half of the story. And so I would really like to see the continuation of having more queer spawn stories represented.
You had a lot of responsibility placed on your shoulders at 12 years old.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Natalie, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. Again, Natalie's book, Dad Number One, Dad Number Two, A Queer Spawn View from the Closet, available online or at Rediscovered Books in Boise. I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having
me. Natalie will also be speaking at TEDx Boise this Saturday.